This call is being recorded.
I am Sananda. And as I have said many times, I am here with this group. I'm here with many of you that are in the awakening process, many of you that have awakened to who you are, to begin to remember fully what you are here for. And as you are continuing with this program, with this process that you are going through, that we are helping you move through, you are going to come to an understanding not only of who you are, but what you are here to do, what you came to do, the mission that you came here for. And that mission is going to be introduced to you more and more and more as these days and weeks and even months go by. You are going to come more and more to understand the meaning that you are here for, what you came to do here. And as you come to this meaning, as you come to this understanding, you will realize that you are the one. You are the one. Meaning that you are one with the God Source. Within you and within all beings, within all creation, we are all one together. And we have always been one. There has never been a time when we were disconnected. Only in the mind are you disconnected, but never in reality are you. There is always that connection, always that sense of belonging that is always been with you, always will be with you. And as you come closer and closer to understand your mission, what you came here for, you are going to be brought into a situation where I, as Sananda, am going to help to introduce those missions to you. If you are not already fully aware of them. We are in this together, my brothers and sisters. We are all in this together. Many of us came here together. Many of us came here to bring the evolution of man into a higher state of consciousness, to raise the vibrations, to raise the energies. And you are here to do that. And I and many others who are helping to mentor to you are here to help you to do that. And as we continue to move along in this process, we will be in a position where we can work together in this way. And I will introduce to you, to many of you, and for some it will be a remembrance, but I will reintroduce to you the 12 tables, the 12 of 12. Yes, if you do the math, that is 144. And that is important because as you continue to move into these various missions, as you find your place at these tables that are going to be introduced to you, not all will want to be, but many of you will be introduced to this and will want to sit at these tables to be on the various councils that will be opening up. And I will introduce this more and more until the point where you are then once again at the next advance for this group. And at that time, I will share with you what these tables mean, where your place is at these tables, and you will literally sit at one of these tables at that advance. That is a promise to you. I will release this channel now to another. I am Sananda. I am always with you, have always been with you, am with you now, and will always be with you from the beginning to the end, although there has never been a beginning and there is never going to be an end. I am Aramda. I am one that many of you are aware of, many of you have known, many of you can resonate to my name, Aramda. You feel the energies, you feel the vibration within you as you say my name. And my name has a connection with many of you. I am not one that has been written of in the Bible or in the various holy texts of many kinds. I am not one that has been spoken of in that way, but I am reintroducing myself to you now once again. I am one that is up in a ship at this moment as I am speaking with you. My ship is the Amalia, and I am there to help to coordinate along with Ashtar, along with Sananda, the vibrational change that is going on this planet at this time, these waves of energy that are coming into the planet. And I am here with my ship, as with all of the other ships that are now parked just outside of the atmosphere, and some even within the atmosphere. And we are in what you would call the final parking spot here. We are parked, we are here, we are ready to move at a moment's notice. When that green light is been given, we are ready to move into the next phase. And I speak now of these various phases that we have been attuning to and attending to, that the next phase is about to begin. And this phase is going to bring you closer and closer to that which you have called disclosure. And when this green light is given, we will move into action at that point and will begin to disclose even more and more our ships. We have already begun this process in the phase just preceding, and this phase is the one where we are showing ourselves to many across the planet. Many, many more are beginning to become awakened to the idea that they are not alone. If you would question a great many of the population of this planet, you would find that 70 to 80% of the population now believe that you are not alone, that you are not the only life form in the universe. And many would look at this and begin to say, how could anyone think otherwise? And if you would look back only 10 or so years ago, how many of would have said the opposite? How many of would you them would have said, you must be crazy to think there is life out there? Because the various forces at work have done everything that they can to keep you thinking in terms of you are the only one. Because if you are thinking you are the only ones, that you are the only life in the universe, they can continue to maintain control. But once that control is gone, once that idea and ideal is changed, they no longer have the control. And that is changing, and they have lost control. Not that they are losing control, they have lost control completely. There is just a semblance of continuing process that is here. Not that they are in control, but those that they control continue to be in control in terms of your media. And your media is in the process now of shifting and changing and moving into an understanding of, once again, that they are there to provide the truth. They are there to share with the world, with the population of the planet, the actual truth that is going on. They are not there yet, but they are close now. So it is time to allow for this process to begin to take hold more and more and more, because all of the energies are shifting. Consciousness is shifting. So many things are still happening in the background, but if you notice, with those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, you are beginning more and more to see this coming out in the open, to see the truths being revealed, to see those that are in the shadows being, the light is being thrown to them now, and they can no longer remain in the shadows. They must emerge into the light, and as they emerge into the light, they will not be able to handle the vibrations that are there. So all of this is being taken care of. All of this is being orchestrated, both behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. And you are the ones that are providing all of this orchestration. All of this that we are helping to do, you are there guiding the entire process. So I ask you now to continue to look at the skies, to be aware of what is up there, to believe that we are there and that you can communicate with us. And the more that you believe that you can communicate with us, the more that you will be able to. And one of these moments, this group, many of you in this group, will be in the process of being able to be in our vibration as we come down somewhat to your vibration, where we meet, what you would say, in the middle. And as we can do this, then you will be able to step aboard our ships. Yes, in your physical body is what I am speaking of here. So it is coming. You are going to be experiencing this. This group has been prepared for this, or is being prepared for this as we speak now. And all of this is going to come to pass. I am Aramda. I love you all dearly, more than you can possibly imagine at this point. Peace and love be with all of you.
Greetings
to you. One who serves here with you, and those of you that don't know on the phone, we're the one who serves. And we are here to do exactly that. And in service here, we wish to pick up on something that was said earlier, that where we, through the James here, we jumped in and said, no, that cannot be. You cannot be thinking in terms of taking the various medications, various things that are your maladies of various types. You cannot be thinking in terms anymore of being on your pharmaceutical drugs, your allopathic medicine. It does not work for you anymore. As you move into the higher vibrations, you cannot handle that anymore. Those pills, that lower vibration will do exactly that. It will lower your vibrations. So as you are raising your vibrations and you take these various drugs of different types, it lowers your vibration. Not what you want, is it, people?
No.
So more and more and more, move away from this. Weed yourself off. Wean yourself off of this. You see? Weed is good too, though, just so you know. It can be very helpful in many cases and has been introduced to this planet, to this consciousness here. It is something from the Great White Brotherhood. We introduced this.
Okay.
It is something that is good for you. Not in over, though. Do not overindulge in it. But use it as a form of helping to move into higher states of consciousness. This is what it is for. It can also be used for pain and these types of things, and it is a very natural substance. But be careful with it. That is all we're saying, because if you utilize it too much, just like you utilize other drugs too much, it can open up pathways within you that can allow for negative forces to enter you. Not in terms so much of possession. We are not speaking in that terminology, not like your exorcist and things like this. But it can open up to a slight possession type of deal where you allow and invite these entities to come in. And once they are invited in, they come in. Just as your vampire movies and things of this nature. Open up a window and they're in, you see? Do not open up a window to them, okay?
Okay.
In terms, again, of the various medications and those kinds of things, that is all going away, people. You are not going to have those much longer. It is a transition. It is part of the transition. But you are moving into more natural methods, more natural ways of handling the old diseases and sicknesses. But even more importantly than that, the old diseases and sicknesses are also going to be going away. Because as you raise your vibrations more and more, as your frequency, as a collective consciousness increases across the planet, you are going to find that you cannot have any of these maladies and diseases and sicknesses and all of this. Not even the headache, it will be gone. Stomach aches, they'll be gone. All of this. You will have none of this anymore. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Say hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Celebrate. Oh my goodness. We can go into that song, celebrate. But no, we'll save that for another time. Okay? Do you have questions here for one who serves?
I have a question.
Yes.
Hello. This may be a little 3D, but we're not totally in 5D yet. So, you know, we've been hearing a lot about the New Republic, Nassara, prosperity packages, the reval, currency exchanges, and maybe even a jubilee or debt forgiveness on loans and mortgages, et cetera, for a long time. Luckily, I'm in a decent position, but some light workers are barely holding on financially and because of the cabal's control of the money system still. Can you share a little insight on how things will look once they're no longer in control? And I'm assuming it's still close, wink, wink.
Yeah, first of all, though, when you said that you are not in 5D yet, why would you say that? Because say that, you are creating that. So do not say you are not in 5D. Say you are moving out of 3D. You are moving out of the illusion. You are moving into higher vibrations. You see, all of this is a much more positive way of looking at it and moving away from the old programming more and more. Those that have attempted to keep control have attempted to keep you in the 3D illusion as much as they can, to keep you what you call dumbed down so that you are not even aware of higher vibrations. It has just been recently that your sciences have begun talking about vibration, about higher frequencies, and all that comes from this. And now it is coming out into the mainstream more and more. We would ask you to go to your neighbor and ask them if they know what vibration is. And many of them will understand and say, yes, we understand what vibration is. But years ago, how many of you would have understood that? See, this is a consciousness shift that is going on. And as this consciousness shift continues to move along, and you as a collective you, begin to believe that you are creating your own reality every moment, every thought of your life, then you will have your Nassara. Then you will have your Republic, all of this. But now, please understand that as we say this, the Republic, Nassara, all of that is already in place. It is already ready to be rolled out, you might say. It just needs the last catalyst that is needing to come forward here. We cannot say what that catalyst is right now, but you will know it when it happens, and it will then lead to the announcements in various ways of all of these things that have been spoken of, including disclosure, as Aramda said. You are coming closer and closer to this. It is no longer our soon anymore. It is now closer to your soon. Hint, hint.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yes. Other questions here? No other questions.
I have a question about the area where this meeting takes place. I've heard that there are three vortexes just down the road from here. If you stepped out in the porch here, you could see Black Mountain, and I hear that's a male vortex, and further south is Lone Mountain, which is neutral point, and then south of there is yet another vortex. It's a very high energy area in terms of the Earth. And I've heard that I believe it's Black Mountain. It's also a starred gate. Are these vortexes active now, and will they be able to be utilized, or are they going to be utilized when the Galactus do make contact with us, when they show themselves?
Yes, we can answer this in this way. There are vortexes all over the planet. Many of them have been taken over by the forces of darkness and utilized it for their benefit and their purposes, but many of them have been freed now. Many of them have been reopened to the general public to be able to experience. Those particular ones you speak of here in Arizona, there are those, there are many here in Arizona. This is a very high vortex area. This is why so many of the spiritual persuasion have been guided to come here to this particular state, as well as California, as well as Colorado, as well as many of the mountainous areas and areas along water. So there is an experience of many of these vortexes, many of these stargates, as you say, and various portals that are opening and will be opening more and more. And there will come a time when you will have access to these stargates. You have them within yourself. That is something that will be introduced to you more and more. It is just starting to come out that you have stargates within yourself, that you can move through these stargates. They will be introduced to you, and you will come to understand, or rather understand and remember that you have these, as well as stargates outside of yourself, portals that you can move through. They are there now. Some of you in the past, if you think back, you moved through a portal in a various place where you were in one particular energy. You moved through the portal, although you did not know it was there, and you felt an immediate shift of energy at that point. Some of you say, yes, you understand this. We see this in your nodding your head. Even those of you over the phone, we can see this. We can see you are understanding what we are saying. You have experienced moving through these portals before. Sometimes they bring a sense of bliss. Sometimes they bring a nauseous feeling, the dizziness feeling, things of this nature. These are portals, or can be considered gateways. And there are, yes, stargates that are here on the planet. Many have been taken over by the cabal, but they are being released now to the what you call the resistance, the light resistance. All of this are taking these back over again so that they can be utilized for the mankind here. Does this answer your question? Yes. Very good. Yes. Can you ask?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Asking about portals in Canada and vortexes, where would there be some in Canada?
As we say, they are everywhere. They are everywhere in every country and every city and town and all of these places. You would be amazed at how many there are. And there are major ones, though, that, as we say, had been taken over by the cabal, but they are being released. There are many what you would call more minor ones as well, that they are there to assist the energy connections that are going on, the ley line connections that are happening across the entire planet. These have not been, this grid has not been completed yet, but it is very close to being completed. And once it is completed, it will create an energy vortex across the entire planet. Okay, if you can imagine there being one energy vortex for the whole planet. This is what had happened a long time ago, and it was influenced and shifted and changed by those factions that began to war with one another, and they destroyed this grid.
Hmm.
cannot give more on this at this point. It has to do with energies below the pyramids themselves below the pyramids, and the connections that are keeping the planet in alignment here, keeping it from having polar shifts, major earthquakes, all of this. Does that answer your question? Without specifically saying
yes,
where they are in Canada, yes, but you have many there.
Hello, may I, can I be heard? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Thank you so much, and I love listening to your program. My name is Catherine, and I live in northern New Mexico, and I have a question back to the drug topic. Now, I'm very curious about the use of marijuana and the cannabis oils. I'm a person that was suggested to me, and I cannot stand the odor of it. My main concern is, though, that my son has been given a card for this, and I know it's not good for him, and I feel rather helpless in attempting to communicate with him because he cannot hear me, and I know that his vibration is being lowered because of it, and so the whole topic of having marijuana legalized, I'm wondering, and I have a strong feeling that it is accurate, that that is another form of the cabal issuing legalization to something to keep our vibration lower.
We're going to tell you something that is going to shock your world, okay?
Okay.
That is the way we start this here. Please understand that the use of marijuana, the cannabis plant, all of this, was purposely given to mankind to help to increase your vibration, to increase your consciousness, to move you into higher states of consciousness through this use. This was part of this. And the various cabal, the dark forces, were aware of this, the benefits of this plant, and all the many benefits from this plant there was. And they did all they could to keep this plant from being utilized as it could be. In the many ways of the hemp plant, the hemp part of this, all of this was kept from mankind as much as they could to keep it illegal. Because if they keep it illegal, they keep in control. And if they keep you from utilizing these types of mind-altering expansion and drugs that were there for you, they are natural. If you look at this, they are a plant. They are here for the earth or by the earth. The earth has provided them for you. So how could there be something that would be detrimental to you? Utilized within, not overused here, not overindulged, in other words. Okay? So the cabal did everything that they could to hold you, to keep you from being able to utilize this and to be able to expand your mind. Because they knew if you expanded your mind, you would realize that you are in this illusion that has been created here. And the more you can expand your mind, you come out of the understanding that this is an illusion, and then you can expand your mind into higher states of consciousness, into the universal understandings, and everything opens up to you, and they can no longer then be in control. So this was all part of a control operation. And also in terms of money, that they could make because of making this illegal. Look at all of the people that have been imprisoned for the possession of marijuana and have been put into prison for years, sometimes many, many years. Does that make any sense to you? Why that would be longer than ones that have created murders, you see? So it, and that it is a money-making proposition, that they have done all that they can to make as much money from this as they could, but more importantly, to keep control here. But that has left them. So the legalization of this is actually, in many respects, a good thing, a very positive thing. It is a positive movement. You see?
Good.
Different
good.
Way of and, looking at it.
Yeah, and my son was incarcerated for a year for selling, and so yeah, so I'm the mother of a son who's been a child that's experiencing this, and I am so grateful for you sharing this with me because I was so misinformed. So thank you.
Many have been misinformed because of the programming that has been involved.
Indeed.
Now, please understand, though, that someone who utilizes marijuana every day of their life and cannot get through the day without it, that is not a good thing. That is not a positive thing for them. It is not to their benefit then. But to utilize as an expansion, mind expansion, very helpful. To utilize it for as a natural method of pain, holding the pain tolerance, it also can be very good for that. And many other experiences and many other uses of this. That was a rather long answer for a short question, but you know how we are sometimes. Other questions here?
Very good.
I had a quick question.
Very good.
Yes.
I'm not even sure when it happened. I just saw it last night on the show I watched, and I think it was brought up today during the meeting, but could you be able to tell us what that anomaly was in the Antarctica, I think that's where it was, ocean, that they spotted from the satellite or whatever?
Yes, there are energy forms or energy, many different energies that are coming as a result of all that is being experienced there in the Antarctica area, that all of the discoveries that are being made there and that are going to be introduced to the public more and more here. And this anomaly or this energy pattern, this wave pattern, is the energy that has been generated because of all of the consciousness shift that has been going on as a result of what they are finding there.
Is it like a release?
Yes, yeah. You can look at it in that respect.
I have a question.
Yes.
In connecting the dots and listening to you now, is you were talking earlier about the ley lines and that it's not complete yet, and this is something that needs to be done. And then taking that back up to when you were talking about Nasara, Gasara, and the New Republic and so forth. So I'm wondering, saying that not everything's been done yet, there's one more thing to happen. So am I correct in connecting these dots, or am I off base?
I do not understand what you're connecting here. What are the dots that you are connecting?
That you said that there was a catalyst yet to happen for Nasara, Gasara, and so forth. And then later, you were talking about the portals and vortexes and so forth, and that the ley lines to encompass the whole universe and so forth are being laid, but it's not finished yet. And so I automatically connected those two dots as that perhaps being finished, the ley lines being finished, was the catalyst that was to happen before Nasara Gasara.
Yes, now we understand what we speak of in terms of catalyst. There is something that needs to occur, several somethings that need to occur, which will lead to a greater something, if you can understand this weird way of saying this here. But when this occurs, It is in relation to what was being spoken of in terms of these ley line activation, the grid here, that is being reconnected back to the times of Lemuria and Atlantis and all of this. This is all being reconnected back again so that all of this is, yes, it is all coming together as all part of the orchestration that is being brought about by not only these things that we speak of, but mankind's consciousness, the collective consciousness of all of you that is raising the vibrations across the planet. And as these vibrations continue to raise across the planet, you are going to experience more and more of these various announcements and things coming to you. You see? Does this make sense to you in terms of connecting the dots here?
I hear what you're saying, and of course, I'd like for you to paint that picture a little clearly, but I understand. Thank you.
Yes, and we would like to as well, but we have ones that we have to listen to as well, and they are over there saying, no, don't paint any more picture here.
Thank you very
much. Any other questions here before we release channels? And we are ready to release channel. Please understand, as you continue to move along here, as you continue to have your day-to-day activities and practice your breathing techniques and all of these things that you are learning to work with, all of this is leading to not only your consciousness increasing, but the collective consciousness increasing as well. Because as you increase your consciousness, you increase the collective consciousness. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti,
thank you. Peace with you.